There's a code of silence, and it can't go on.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix.
So you see it in symbology. You understand these characters will give you more in symbology than they will ever in the written word. And that's how they can put things in, right in plain sight. And most folk don't understand because they can't come out and just admit what they're up to or what they've been up to all this time.
Yeah, the ancient priests, I'm sure, certainly long before the histories were given, traveled the world because they had the same types of standing stones and circles and interlocking of hand-hewn granite-type stones, massive construction, and the way they did it was similar in different countries all over the world, and you were given so little information on this, but they were into astronomy big time, and they had alignments of the stars and the planets to work out the seasons of the year, etc. Went an awful lot of work to build these things long before what we're told was civilization, because civilization did not begin at Sumer. And they did use the constellations of the north and the south, different ones, and they wrote stories in the heavens to parallel the system of government over the people from royalty on down to the people at the bottom. And that's really what it is. It's all to do with forms of control over the public and the hierarchies that rule us. And that's why you have the noble orders based really on really stellar symbols and planetary symbols. And you have gods of war, Mars, and all this kind of stuff. These are all symbols of the powers that rule over us, not heavenly bodies, but people who mirror the allegories in real life on Earth. That's what it's all about. But everything that they've done in the past is brought back again into the present. And these characters have gone down through the ages. I'm not talking about a particular big group of people. I'm talking about just the ones who hold the power and the money and who can be the head of all types of denominations as well. They always make sure they are. And money is the key to it. And whoever controls the money controls the world. It's very, very simple. We're all trained for money, nothing else, just money. And we can starve to death if we have no money, even if there's plenty of food around. It's a crazy system. But they've conditioned the ancient world up to the present world with this particular system, and they use their old symbols over and over again.
Are we just basically unwitting billboards for them? I mean, what is the purpose for them to have us put that, emblazon that logo with the name of the car on the back of the car? Is there kind of a hidden reason behind that?
Part of it is always to mock the victim. They mock the victim constantly, but part of it also is the understanding, a science which isn't taught at universities for ordinary people, a science of symbolism. And even words too are symbols, remember. Mm-hmm. And they do have an effect on the mind. We are basic computers with a logic and a language which we use. And when you're programmed with certain words, in the beginning was the word. In the beginning of consciousness, your reality, you're given the words to use. And that creates your reality for you. So when you see these words all around you, you're being programmed along certain ways, which your subconscious can read, and it'll work on you, but your conscious mind is oblivious of that you're being worked from within.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My books are different in that it exposes a lot of reality as to for what it really is. That's the whole point of it. There's no point reading a stack of big tomes of history, you know, like 5-inch books and so on, when a lot of it is phony anyway. At least the realities of it all are often very phony indeed and contrived again by those who rule. So I show you the reality of it and how symbolism is a language. And those who rule all belong to the proper associations where they can understand that they're taught symbolism. That one symbol can be a complete message, you know, a whole paragraph's worth or a page worth, just a symbol itself. We will do this now, is, in other words. Or close ranks is a good one too. The close ranks, lots of symbols for those in the know of how to do things. The terminology they will use too can have different meanings amongst themselves, where they can speak quite publicly and it goes over folks' heads. But then you couple it with the visual aspects, of course, and the occultic symbolism. Occultic just means hidden symbolism, and it's, again, archetypal symbols. They're very primitive. We all understand at some deep, again, primitive level, but they work on you like a language, because you're actually seeing a written language. And then you couple that with the sexual part too, that kicks in the stimulation, and you're embedding a personality into yourself, actually, when you're doing this. From myself, Alan Ward, it's good night to me, your God or your gods go with you.